You are listening to God Will Never Fail Her, a podcast to help you grow in your walk with God and let His light shine through you. For the Word of God will never fail. Luke 1:37. Hello, my faithful friends. Welcome back and welcome to episode number 6 on being single. As usual, I am very excited for this episode. I have so much to share with you guys based on this topic. I feel like there's such a negative connotation on being single, and I really want to change that narrative, bring a different perspective on it. Hopefully, anyone listening and who is single can find something positive from it. Let's start by talking about what being single really means. Being single just means being one individual. That's it. It doesn't mean you're lacking anything. It doesn't mean you're waiting for someone to come fix or complete you. It doesn't mean you're behind or missing out or less than. It simply means you are whole just as you are. You are complete in who God made you to be right now. I think a lot of times people see being single through such a negative lens, but it's because we've made it mean something it was never meant to mean. We tell ourselves there's something wrong with us. We convince ourselves we're broken just because we haven't found our partner yet. But that's a lie. Being single doesn't mean you're lacking anything. It doesn't mean you're unfinished or incomplete. We have to shift that mindset. You are whole right now. You are complete right now. Not because of a relationship, but because of God. He is the one who makes you whole. A lot of times we think we need a romantic relationship to complete us, like finding our person will somehow make us whole. But the truth is, you are already whole in Christ. Real fulfillment doesn't come from another person. It comes from God's love, living according to His will and His purpose for your life. The blessings, the right person, the relationships meant for you will come in His perfect timing. But your main devotion, your deepest attention, should always be toward God first. Do we really believe Him? Do we truly trust that His timing is perfect? God's timing is divine. It's something our human minds can't fully comprehend. It's beyond anything we could plan or imagine. We have to trust that He's working all things together for our good, including the relationships He has prepared for us. Our job is not to go out searching, striving, or chasing after, quote unquote, the one. Our job is to be filled fully in the Lord. And from there, everything else will be added. God will provide what's meant for you. He will bring the right person at the right time. And He will fulfill the desires of your heart in ways only He can. The difficult part in all of this is that, for most of us, the desire is to find our person, to get married, and to have a family. It's real. It's natural. But honestly, we've also been conditioned by the world to feel like we need to hurry toward these things. But here's the truth. God does care about the desires of your heart. He promises that in Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. When you pursue God, when you love Him first, when you keep your eyes fixed on Him, He will bless you. He will bring the right things at the right time. But here's something even better. When we truly delight in God, He doesn't just give us everything we ask for. He actually changes what we want. He takes our own human desires, which can sometimes be selfish, rushed, or short-sighted, and He transforms them. He roots our desires in His perfect plan for our lives. And when our desires are aligned with His, that's when we start to see his promises unfold in ways we could have never imagined. The way we should view singleness is as a time of transformation, a time of growth, a time of becoming the person you were created to be through Christ. And there's no better season to do that than when you're single. When you're in a relationship, your focus naturally shifts toward another person. And that's not a bad thing. It's just that so much of your energy, time, and attention goes into building and maintaining that connection. But when you're single, you have the incredible opportunity to pour all of that energy, all of that focus into God, into your own development, into your healing, your passions, and the people you love. Singleness is a gift because it's a time where you can grow into the fullest, strongest version of who God made you to be. It's a time to become whole, healthy, purpose-driven, not just for yourself, but for His glory and for the future relationships He may bring into your life. In 1 Corinthians 7:7-8, Paul the Apostle is writing, and at the time, he's actually single himself. He says, "I wish all of you were as I am, but each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. Now to the unmarried and the widows I say, it is good for them to stay unmarried as I do." What Paul is saying here is powerful. He's acknowledging that singleness is actually a gift from God. He's encouraging those who are unmarried to embrace that season while they can. Because being single allows for a greater devotion to God, a focus that isn't divided. It's not about singleness being better or worse than marriage. It's about recognizing the unique beauty and opportunity that this season holds. Whatever season you're in right now, whether you're newly single, whether you've been single for years, whether you're longing for a relationship or you want nothing to do with one, wherever you are, this time is important. This is the time to press into God. This is the time to grow and become the person He's called you to be. Because this season is preparing you for your purpose. It's preparing you for your future spouse, if that's in God's plan. It's preparing you to show up as the best version of yourself, as the best wife, the best husband, the best parent you can be one day. The work you do now, the growth you choose now, it matters. It's not wasted. It's a foundation for everything God has ahead of you. This season can also be seen as preparation. Preparation for the person you need to become in order to step into the relationship, the family, and the purpose that God has for your life. It's so easy to get caught up in the future, to think about where you'll be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, wondering if you'll be married, have children, own a home, or step into certain dreams. But the truth is, God calls us to focus on today, to be present right where we are. To practice contentment, inner peace, and true joy in the season we're already living, not just in the one we're hoping for. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we can trust that God is working in today. So instead of constantly reaching for what's next, we can stay grounded in where He has us right now, and that's enough. In Matthew 6:34, it says, "So then do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." This is such a powerful reminder. Stop being anxious about things you can't control. Stay present. Be where your feet are. I also love the quote, "You're living one of your answered prayers." Think about that for a moment. You are currently standing in a place that you once hoped for, wished for, and prayed for. It's a reminder to appreciate the things that God has already given you, to recognize that He's already been faithful, and to trust that the same God who answered your past prayers will be faithful to your future ones too. We don't stay in the same season of life forever. Remember, this is just a season you're in right now. It's easy to think of singleness as a waiting period, something you have to endure until the next phase of life. But what if you reframed it? What if you saw it as valuable time? Time to prepare, to grow, and to deepen your relationship with God. The season is already fulfilling. It's already purposeful, even without a partner. When you shift the narrative from waiting to gratitude, you start to realize just how much freedom and independence you have right now. You get to spend your time intentionally. You have more room to pour into your church, your family, your friends, your passions. You have the freedom to travel, to explore, to make decisions without needing to consider a partner at every step. This is a gift, not a gap. And God is using it to build you into the person you are called to be. And one day, when you're in your next season, whether that's being with a partner, being married, or building a family, you might actually look back and miss the season you're in right now. That's why it's so important to be grateful for it, to really embrace it while you have it. Every season of life comes with its own struggles and its own blessings. So instead of rushing through it, let's practice gratitude right where we are. Let's trust that God is using every season, including this one, for our good and His glory. There's a lot of societal pressure around being in a romantic relationship, whether it's what we see on television or the expectations we feel from parents, family, or even friends who are married or in relationships. It can feel like everywhere we turn, we're being reminded that we're supposed to be with someone. But the truth is, there's nothing wrong with being single. There's nothing lacking in you just because you're not in a relationship right now. Romans 12:2 reminds us, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." We are called not to follow the pressures and patterns of the world, but to let God renew the way we think, including how we view singleness. It's okay to be single. It's okay to embrace this season without shame or fear. Your value doesn't come from your relationship status. It comes from your identity as a child of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your worth is not in whether or not you have a partner. It's in who you already are in Christ. Remember your value. Remember what you carry. You are deeply loved by Christ, precious, beloved, and completely unique. What may feel like waiting is really God shaping you, teaching you, and preparing your heart, and preparing the heart of the one He has for you too. This season isn't empty. It's sacred. Really choose to spend this time growing, building deeper love with your friends and family, developing the gifts God has placed inside of you, and becoming the man or the woman He's created you to be. God is always with you. He's guiding you every single step. Trust His timing. And know that when the right time arrives, everything will fall perfectly into place. Not because of luck, but because God's timing is always perfect. And that wraps up episode number 6. I hope you all were encouraged today and that this message uplifted you right where you are. Let's close in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us set apart. Thank you for declaring us whole and complete in you. Help us to see singleness not as a season of lack, but as a time of growth, purpose, and deep connection with you. Teach us to embrace this time with gratitude, to trust your perfect timing, and to remember that our identity is rooted in being your beloved children. Shape us into the men and women you have created us to be. Help us walk boldly in the calling you have placed on our lives. We love you and we trust you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. See you next time.